702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hey, Aki.
Hey, Rudy. Good morning to you. How are you doing? It's what a tragic story I was listening to right now. But this week I've been playing with some interesting technologies.
Sorry, sweetie.
Yes.
Sorry. Can I just mention something?
Yes, of course.
My head is still spinning from that call.
I can understand that.
I'm sorry. We got a call. My producers are telling me we got a call from a South African who's in Singapore who will try to go see Pamela's daughter, and we've put them in touch with each other.
Okay,
so
that's great.
So far, that's what's happening. And you also mentioned Durko off air, and that's what we'll do as well.
We
can't promise anything. We're not the policy makers. We can't just phone governments in different parts of the world and say, do this, do that. But if we can be a platform, just a conduit for different stakeholders to speak to each other so that there's some sort of reprieve or some sort of comfort or relief for those affected.
Absolutely. It's a difficult one. And there's over 1,000 South Africans in different prisons, around the world, which is tragic.
So, anyway, Rudy,
So I've been playing with two interesting cameras. And in fact, you know what I'll do is I'm going to leave the one for next week because we are pressed for time. But this is a tiny little one over here. It's called the Fondi camera. It's the smallest and lightest on-reel camera in the world. It weighs just 25 grams, and you can clip this on your shirt pocket. It's got an 8 megapixel camera, and it's got a 120 degree wide angle, but it can record video at 180p. So it's amazing how many of these little cameras are coming. You're seeing this revolution where people are capturing their lives in real time, and you download an app with this little Fondi camera, and you can record and capture the moments and then upload them onto Facebook like instantly. So you're seeing a lot of these portable cameras coming out because people want to capture the things as they happen. But the big news over the last 24 hours is Nintendo. Now, you will have noticed that on Twitter, if you go to Tinder, to Twitter right now, why I say Tinder, because it's replaced Tinder as the number one app on all the app stores at the moment, and I'm talking about Pokemon Go.
What's Tinder again?
Tinder is a dating website.
Oh.
It was sitting at number one on most of the app websites, and now Pokemon Go has replaced it. This is the Japanese company. They've had this game for years, okay, and they've had different incarnations of it, but they've introduced the Go app, and it's been running since 1983. But listen to this. The share price of this company in Japan has jumped 36% in 2 days, and they've added more than $6 billion to the company's value because the world has gone crazy with Pokemon Go. Now, I've got Jonah White.
What is it, actually?
It's basically an augmented reality app, and what you do is you download it on your phone, and I've got a guest who's been playing it, a South African guy. Jono White is on the line. Jono White is... Donno White is a strategist this morning, and he's joining us on the line. Are you there? He's a digital strategist by day. Are you there, Donno?
Hi there, Aki. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, man. So listen, how do you explain Pokemon Go to Reedy and I? What exactly does this game do?
It literally is virtual reality, you stepping into a Game Boy for real. Every single little dream that you had of stepping into a cartoon, you literally have it now. So as I am walking down the streets of Sandton right now, little Pokemon pop up, little characters pop up, and it looks like it's overlaid over the city. So it's pretty rad to actually be able to catch something, interact with something, and play a little bit as well, be a little bit fun with it.
Is it as crazy as it is? Because it seems to have taken the world by storm.
Aki, I'm looking at stats right now, and what Forbes has actually come up with is they're saying that 5.6% of all Android devices in the United States have the app installed on their phones. And right now, it's only on Android, so you can download the APK file. If you are a little bit smarter on an Apple device, you would get yourself a Australian iTunes account. But it literally is. It is completely addictive. It is a huge craze. And right now, it's only officially launched in New Zealand, Australia, and the USA, but people are finding ways to actually get it. So downloading those APK files are what they're really are all about and what people are really doing.
So you're playing this game in South Africa, and I see it's been trending on Twitter and on social media the entire weekend. You're playing it in South Africa. How are you finding the experience here?
I'm finding it really interesting. There are specific types of Pokemon that you get. So you get water-type Pokemon, you get fire-type, electric. And just walking around Joburg, I've really found that Sandton tends to be a place where if you want to catch fable-type Pokemon, you come to Sandton. If you want fire type Pokemon, you go to Ekuru Lady. And Randburg is yielding water type. So it really is different types of Pokemon in different areas. And it really is quite real time as well. So what it is that it actually focuses on your and attracts you via Google Maps. So everything, everywhere you are in real time is what's happening in the app real time.
So what's happening, you got these millions of people online playing this game. And in America, these criminals are now onto Pokemon Go and they've lured people into a trap and they've robbed them using this Pokemon app. Is that right, Donna?
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, we have a 16-year-old girl that's found dead bodies in there. We've got, you probably enjoy this one and reports on it on 702, a guy, Lamar Hickson in Massachusetts, is causing huge accidents on highways trying to catch a Pikachu. It doesn't surprise me that people are using it quite in a sinister way.
Donna, hold the line. We're going to go to news. Hold the line and we'll continue talking about this because it's absolutely crazy. Okay.